So, and let me know. Children, you're dismissed to children's church. So today we start with the Nicodemus window. And you may be wondering, where is the Nicodemus window? Well, hold on to that thought. And let me say, today is the last Sunday in our Word from the Window series. I have been so blessed by this series, just the opportunity to appreciate the art, to learn the stories behind each of the windows, and to dig into Scripture which inspired all the windows. I will never look at any of these windows the same, and I hope it has been a blessing to you as well. This week, we go back and conclude this sermon series with the rich young ruler. And imagine if another Scripture inspired this window. We originally spent some time with this window on February 25th of this year, and I shared with you at that time that the window was given in memory of Charles Seedbury Ward by his wife and was inspired by Luke 18:18-22. This is the story in which the rich young ruler went to Jesus and said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" To this, Jesus gives a series of laws, and the rich young ruler responds that he has kept all these since he was young. Then Jesus comes back and says, "Well, one more thing, sell all you own and follow me." Well, the leader goes away sad because he realizes that he really likes his possessions and can't do that. And he leaves. And Jesus comments that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. And to this the crowd says, "Well, then who can be saved?" And Jesus says, "What is impossible for man is possible with God." Thus reminding us that our salvation is not something we earn or something we deserve, but it is a gift from God for all of us to receive. So that is the actual inspiration and story behind the rich young ruler window. But what if there was another interpretation? So the first time I ever entered this sanctuary, many years ago when I was in seminary and was a hardened scholar, I looked at that window and thought, "Oh, look, it's Nicodemus in the window." Now I realize that that if it were Nicodemus, he would have a beard and priestly garb, but I didn't think about that at the time. Some other reasons I naturally thought that was Nicodemus is because he's alone with Jesus. Usually Jesus has a crowd around him. And I also thought it was Nicodemus because notice the dark blue behind them. Does that not look like night? That looks like night to me. And Nicodemus came at night. So there you have it. And also, this is one of the most prominent windows in the church. And the story of Nicodemus with John 3:16 in particular, "For God so loved the world," would be a prominent scripture. Should a prominent window not have a prominent scripture? After all, the rich young ruler probably doesn't make your top 10 of Jesus stories, I'm sure. So I knew that that window had to be Nicodemus. Imagine my disappointment when I learned that it was not. So today I want you to imagine with me, what if it were Nicodemus? We know it's inspired by the rich young ruler, but what if we could look at this beautiful piece of art and know that it portrayed another story? If you have your Bibles, turn to the Gospel of John, the 3rd chapter, starting at verse 1. John 3, beginning at verse 1. Hear the good news. "Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs apart from the presence of God.' Jesus answered, 'Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above.' Nicodemus said to him, 'How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?' Jesus answered, 'Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without having been born of water and the Spirit. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I have said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.' Nicodemus said to him, 'How can these things be?' And Jesus answered him, 'Are you not a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify of what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses